Welcome to the Quest of Fishing Adventures podcast, Chapter 4. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I hope that you're doing well, and if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you put a few on the bank. Well, I've just pulled into Rouse Barn 2, 7 o'clock in the morning, and there's someone else parked in it. So I just had to do a quick walk down, because you guys know, if you've listened to my last two podcasts, and if you haven't listened to my last two podcasts, definitely go back and listen to them. So I had to like beeline it down to there, just to see if they were fishing there or not, and they're not. I'm just walking back now, which is really good. So now I'm kind of like rushing back to the car. Well, not rushing, like speed walking. Unload the stuff, just in case another rando turns up. Bowls down to that swim. Maybe I should have put a bucket in the swim. I don't know what the rules are down here, to be fair. Some light lakes you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to like put buckets in the swim to reserve them, so I don't know. But anyway, I'm gonna get off the reception because I want to get back and unloaded and get in the swim, and then I shall update you guys with the score. Right, the time now is 7:26. Both rods are out. Got the rods out a lot quicker this time, and obviously the reason being is because it's my third trip here now in this swim, and I know exactly where I'm putting my rods. So left hand side rod is gone on that spot, which is just off there to left of me, off to the pole there, and the right hand side rod is same as last time, rod and a half, two rods. I played all, like my last session, I played between that distance between it, 1.5, two rods, 2.5, something like that, pretty much like that really. Maybe, yeah, probably about that, to be fair. And I caught on all, and in that range there. So the fish are definitely in that holding area down there. So literally both rods are on there now. Back lead to both of them. Both on the noodle, that's doing the business. Both on bug, 18 mil. Yeah, and they're both on, both out on a bushwhacker. Couple of crushes on the mix, which is the bug and SLK DNA baits. And a few holy ones on whole bodies on top, 15, 18, 22 mil on top, literally just a small amount, and that's what's been doing the business. So hopefully today's gonna do the business as well. So I shall update you guys as we go along, and fingers crossed we'll get the 30 today. Well, it's 8:36. I haven't had a fish yet, but on my left hand side rod, I've had a couple of bleeps. I kind of feel like I should have picked up a fish by now on that rod. It's what it's feeling like, and I'm debating bringing it in and repositioning it. With those couple of bleeps, has it done something? You know, I know I harp on about the noodle, you know, I have so much trust in it, but, you know, nothing's 100%. And because nothing's 100%, I can't help but now question, you know, why. You know, it could have been a liner. It could have been a liner. This, it could have been that. Could have been a crayfish. It could any. There's multiple possibilities of why I have not caught a carp, and what those bleeps could have been. But I still can't help but question, is something wrong? So, the last bleeps were literally about 5 minutes ago. I think I'll leave it another like 5 or 10 minutes and see if anything else comes off the back of it. If not, I think I'm gonna reship it back out. There's no harm in it. It's stealthy anyway, obviously, because it's on the bushwhacker, but I can't help but question, I should have had a fish on that by now, especially with a couple of bleeps. So that's where my train of thought's going. Yeah, also there is one other angler, as I said, on the lake still. He's still here, and that's it. Looks like that's it. So all looking good, as in like if I want to move, I can go anywhere. But we'll see. I've got confidence to swim. Going by the trend fishing here the last two times, you know, it did seem quite slow in the morning, but as soon as that sun starts warming up, down this end of the lake. That's when it's kind of happened. It was like, I guess a lot of my bites are coming the back end of the day. It feels like, well, mid afternoon onwards really, and they sort of died off a little bit both days, and then that right near the end, when the sun's starting to set a little bit, that's when I picked up a few. So, you know, it feels like from that trend, I haven't actually hit bite time yet, but I still feel like I should have had one. I can't help thinking that. Anyway, so yeah, I'll leave it a bit here now, and I'll leave it like 5-10 minutes and then reposition that left hand side rod, I think, just to double check. Well, it was worth waiting that extra 10 minutes. And I laugh because I just had a run on the right hand side rod. Oh my god, it was giving me a battle and a half. It's the hardest battle I've had on this lake so far. But honestly, it just wouldn't give up. It was powering. Basically, it was like I was playing for, I don't know, it felt like a lifetime, but near the end of the battle, right at the end of the battle, and I was about to like start steering it towards the net. My other left-hand side rod, because that was my right-hand side rod, my left-hand side rod looped round as well. I was like, oh my god. Obviously, I'm worried about the snag there. So I quickly managed to net the carp on my right-hand side rod in my net, then picked up the left-hand side rod, and I was just on it straight away. And it was holding, and it was in the snags, and then I lost it. Oh, a double take after that roaring concern. Yeah, oh my word. But yeah, so we managed to get the right hand side one in. I did weigh it because I was just curious. I mean, I knew it, when you pick it up you get an idea of the weight, so I knew it wasn't like a stonker, but I thought, god, this is giving me such a big fight. And I think the main thing, the reason is that the fish in here got massive tails on them. They're massive, like big, like paddles, give you crazy fights. They went like 19 pound seven or something. It was 19 pound something anyway. It's 19 pound carp, but all the same, still buzzing. Great fight. That's what we come here for. And they're getting bigger. As I say, I'm catching more of the bigger ones now than I was at the start, when I was catching I had a couple of the tiddlings, it felt like. So there were stockies, I thought. Everyone has a stocky. So hopefully it's only a matter of time, and it is always only a matter of time before you get the one you want. So let's keep at it. Well, what can I say? Buzzing. Just had a 25 pound common. 25 something. I did weigh it, obviously, but I had a 25 something. It's not the 30, but it's a 25. Absolutely buzzing. Your left hand side rod again. To be fair, it gave me a fight, but it didn't give me like a, you know, it come in really easy. It wasn't a struggle. It wasn't. I guess the difference was, the photo will obviously go off my Instagram, Crest Fishing Adventures podcast. Go and check it on there, common. It was a long common, and didn't have like a massive paddle like the other fish that I've had that have been giving me the massive fight. So yeah, surprisingly, it didn't give me a big fight being a common, but then I guess it was because it didn't have a massive paddle compared to the other ones. But hey ho, all the same, doesn't matter. I managed to land it, absolutely buzzing. Not far off a 30 now, come on. Well, right hand side rod's just done another fish, another mirror. Guesstimating the weight, 14, 15 pound. Absolutely lovely though. Gave me a cracking fight. The mirrors in here actually give me hard fights, but I just gotta say again, it's got me down to the massive paddles that they got going on. I'm absolutely buzzing. Moving that right hand side rod, and well, finding a spot and getting that rod on it, it's just brilliant to have both rods in the action now. I'm absolutely buzzing. Like I couldn't ask for more apart from 30, and that's a bit cheeky, but I'm absolutely buzzing. It's just doing the job. Bait's doing the job. The rigs are doing the job. Now, since I changed, if you've not listened to my first and second podcast, we'll say definitely go back again, because you'll see how my fishing progresses on this spot and how I slowly figure out what I need to do. I started losing fish, and my rig changed, and everything that I've changed, and now I'm not, you know, they're not coming off like they were. I was losing a few. So yeah, absolutely buzzing. Let's get the rod out again. Yes. Wow. Oh my word. Left hand side rod's just ripped off. Gave me a cracking fight. Trying to just go into the bushes. I got him just out, and he's trying to kite down the back, like the back bit of water behind me to my left hand side, and I just had to put so much pressure on him to hold him out and like pull him round. And eventually I managed to pull him round, got him in the net. I was like, oh my God, that's definitely bigger than 25. And got him out, weighed him, 27 pound 3. Absolutely buzzing. 27. Yes, bruv. The 30's coming, surely. It's just a numbers game. It's just a numbers game, right? Yes.
Well, it's 10 minutes past 3 now. It's been quite quiet for a while now. That's been the trend of today. I'd get like a bite or two, and then it'd go quiet for ages, like proper quiet. It's just it's doing that now again. I don't know if it's the change in the weather. Like it's definitely colder. Definitely colder it was on the last trip. Like, I've actually got a coat on and I'm feeling a little bit cold up this end of the lake. If you recall, if you go back to the first episode, the first one of this lakes, I was down the bottom end of the lake. Top end of the lake? Bottom of the lake? I don't even know what end of the lake there is. Down the other end of the lake, basically. I was freezing cold. I moved up to this end and it was like really warm. But today is not really warm. It's cold. But then it is November, so it should be. In fact, it should be a lot colder than it is now. So I'm wondering if that's the reason that there is less bites, maybe. But then I've had bigger fish as well. So what would I prefer? Lots of fish or big fish? Or few but big fish? I'm definitely going to choose few but big fish at the moment. Definitely. I'm not searching for one fish today. I'm searching for the big one. Only because it's gone so well over the last couple of sessions. I'm not normally that greedy, but it's the greed's there. I want a 30 out now. We're definitely building towards that way. So we shall see what happens. I haven't got long left. I'm only going to fish here till dark anyway. So, but it only takes one bite, as we all say. It only takes one bite. So time will tell. Time will tell. Then the question would be, you know, because it's gone so quiet, do I like redo the rods? But then if I look back what happened earlier when I was questioning that, I didn't move the rods and I had a bite. So I think I am going to sit on my hands and see what happens. I've had enough fish now on these two spots now to know that, you know, I'm not dropping on snaggy stuff as such. And I mean, I'm getting runs. So I do feel very confident that my rigs are presenting. So I don't have to worry about that right now. I don't think so anyway. So yeah, I'm going to sit on my hands and wait and see what happens. Just had a couple of guys turn up, looking to do the night tonight. They asked me how I was getting on. I certainly said I had a couple out. I kind of want to keep it a little bit quiet, to be fair, because I kind of do want to come back here again. Blatantly want to come back here again. I don't want to be telling, like shouting out loud, like, you know, amount of carp that I've just had out and stuff over these past few days, and especially the size they've come up to, because I had it, you know, on the noisy lake when I was helping some guys out there. And then, you know, I turn up one day and that, you know, and they're in my swim doing exactly what I was doing, catching the fish. You know, obviously, you know, everyone's, I don't own the lake or anything like that, and everyone's, you know, can fish where they want, fish how they want, you know, anything. But it's just frustrating at times when people turn up and, you know, and they literally copy you and do what you've done. You know what I mean? I might as well be fishing for them. It does annoy me a little bit, but it's fair, you know. But the thing is, I do like helping people out, and I do help a lot of people out and tell them stuff. But I think for me here, it's too early days to be giving out too much information. I think it's like in this swim certainly. I mean, they're clearly there. So you know, I kind of want to take what I can take before everyone else starts jumping on it to a degree. I mean I don't know, there could be other people fishing that spot. I could have jumped on someone else's spot that's been baiting it up, you know what I mean? That could well be the case. You know, I don't know that, but what I do know is I haven't copied someone, do you know what I mean, and gone in there and you know, and found both, well, found the second spot, it's certainly, and that. So yeah, it's a yeah, but anyway, yeah, so they come around, they're doing the night. I'm not too sure where they're going, they don't know yet. I asked them, I said I don't know if that other guy over there has caught anything, and they said, oh, we've spoken to him, he's not had anything out. So you know,
I'm definitely, it just confirms yet again that I'm clearly in the right area of the lake, which is really good. It feels good to have found the fish so quickly here and had some decent ones out already, which is nice. And yeah, and I've had to adjust my rigs, my presentation and everything, and it's definitely, you know, made the difference, you know, in this spot. And it's, you know, and it shows with the carp on the bank at the end of the day. So yeah. Yeah, so I thought I'd just add that little update in there. Thought it was worth. I'd be interested to hear what your thoughts are on helping people, and then when you help people, if you've helped people, and then you find them completely copying you. So it'd be interesting to hear your thoughts on that. So yeah, guys, get in touch. Definitely put something on my Instagram about it, against one of my photos or something, and like, just reference this podcast or something, and yeah, be interested to hear that. Yeah, anyway, yeah, I'm gonna shut up for a minute. What's time now? 3:40, so we haven't got long left really, to be fair. I think the sun starts setting at 4:30, so we will start thinking about packing up in about 45, I guess. But we'll say it again, only takes one bite. That 30's around the corner. Left hand side rod, it's just gone again. Time now is 15:51, so not long after that last segment. Little mirror, 11 pounds, I think, 12 pounds, I know. But yeah, buzzing, come on. When things go right, things go right. Left hand side rods just peeled off. I am not kidding you. That was the fight and a half. It took me everywhere. It was just holding bottom. And the problem is what I was having is every time I tried to go back over to the snags, I had to really keep the pressure. And I'm thinking, oh, please don't hook pull. Please don't hook pull. And I just keeping the pressure on constantly. And he'd come around and he'd start swimming towards me. And he'd get close into the margins, but he just wasn't ready to net. So I literally just have to, like, when he'd turn around again, I'd have to let the spool, like, let the drag off to let him, like go off again. It went on for it. Just, that one felt like a lifetime. Got him on the bank, mirror carp, 30 pounds and 7 ounces. I've done it. I've got my 30 out of this lake here in the first week. I am so happy. I am so happy that the effort and the work that I put in has paid off. It really has. God, I'm absolutely buzzing. I really am. 30 pounds 7. What a session today. 30 pounds 7. Oh. Obviously the photo will go up on Instagram, Quest Fishing Adventures Podcast. Go and give it some love. Oh, I'm absolutely buzzing. Absolutely buzzing. Right, what's the time now? 4:27. I don't know what to do. Alex saying I should stay out. I don't know what to do. Maybe I'll stay a little bit longer, get it back out again. See what happens. Oh my God, let's get it back out again. Come on, let's get back out. Yeah, just for the podcast, I have decided to sit out a bit longer. It's now 17:28. So when was my fish? Probably about 45 minutes ago. I was kind of really hoping I'd get another run off that spot. Because that 30 could come quite quick from that last fish. Literally probably about 10-15 minutes or something, if I recall. So I was kind of hoping that I'd get one. But no, nothing yet. Probably going to sit it out till 6. And see what happens. If I get nothing by 6, I might just call it a day. At the end of the day, I'm really buzzing. But we're summarised at the end of the podcast. So let's wait and see. Well, I'm all packed away, back at the car now. It's completely hammering it down with rain now. I never said that before, but it's been raining since about 3 o'clock on and off, and now it's really starting to come down. So I'm glad I packed up then. Time is 16 minutes past 6. What can I say? Mission accomplished. My aim was to catch a 30. I never expected I would catch it this quick on this complex. Now there is other 30s in there, so there's more 30s to go at. But all the same, though, absolutely buzzing to get one out, like on my third trip.
It just the fishing. I think I did some really good fishing. I put a lot of thought into it. I changed things around, and the things I changed made a difference. And that was just apparent. You could see that from the results. I started to get absolutely buzzing. But that is the end of the podcast. Do you know what? I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did, because I bloody enjoyed it. A 25, a 27, and a 30, and some mid doubles. But yeah, what can I say? Anyway, all the photos will be going up on Instagram, Chris Fishing Adventures Podcast. Go and check them out on there. Send some love on it. Hit me up a follow on there. That'll do me a solid. I'm going to go. I'm going to go and get a drink, I think, and celebrate. Definitely going to celebrate. Anyway, so yeah, I've kind of lost for words. So, ladies and gents, thank you so much for the continued support. If you go fishing from now until the next podcast, let's hope you put some bingers on the bank too. And I'll catch you on my next one. Thank you so much. Tight lines. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.